Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X.
A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way, lit the day. We owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
Their seed and their spawn, they're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play, and our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim in tribute. So much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must learn is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone, face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to show the same stand on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. Today is April the 18th, 2021. And I want to say hello to all who are listening to us today. And I want to greet all of those of you who are in the fast of Ramadan. We are fasting this month. We are becoming more in tune with ourselves during this time of Ramadan, and we hope, I want to say first, Ramadan Mubarak to those brothers and sisters who are fasting across the world. And I also want to say, and also invite those of you who are of different faiths to also look into joining us in this fast of Ramadan. Because we all, if you're a living being in this day and time, in this stage of life that we are living under right now, you all are in need of self-improvement as well. So look into this beautiful ritual practice just put it that way, beautiful practice of Ramadan that we have. And join in with it. Because there are Muslims also that join in with the Jewish fast, you know. We join in with the Christian fast. So also join in our fast as well. And I just want to just put that out there. And let's say I'm giving a quick announcement. Boy, I don't know how many of you have tuned in today. Those of you who follows the Nation of Islam and lecture series, there's lectures that come from out of Chicago. But boy, it was a nicely prepared and delivered message today by student minister Brother Daniel Muhammad, lecture on fasting. You can go and rewatch that lecture today at www.noi.org. You will be glad that you did. And I'm going to open up with our newsletter, because this lecture, it should be a lecture, but this show today, man, we are really going to be going into the wisdom, the insights. We're dealing with nature and tying it into our everyday life. The name of the show today is A Lesson from Nature, Distinguishing Reality in Times of Personal Growth. But before I get into that, I'm going to go ahead and read the newsletter today. Newsletter 61. Oh, and before I forget, today is the April the 18th, 2021. However, this is actually our first year anniversary to when me and Kendall began the narrative, when we moved the narrative from TalkShoe.com, we moved it to Blog Talk Radio in April of April 19th, 2020. The narrative have been on Blog Talk for a year now. Tomorrow will make 1 year. And I want to say thank you to those of you who tune in and listen to us from week to week. Even if you don't have time to listen to us on our scheduled time, you still take the time out to listen to us on the replays. And I thank you so much. And I can honestly say that we have grown. Not only are we heard in U.S., we are heard in Mexico, Colombia, Brazil, Germany, Canada, South Africa. The truth is moving, y'all, all over the planet. And there's more to come. There's more to come from the narrative. We're going to still continue on bringing you all very, very powerful shows, very high levels of truth and engagement, and as well as exploring what we have of supreme wisdom that was brought to us by Master Farad Muhammad, taught to us through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and drilled into us through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as well as a whole host of other teachers, ministers, that promotes and spread and push this truth. Every day we wake up, we are pushing truth. So there's no such thing as, oh, I don't know anymore. The truth is out today and is everywhere. And we hope that you all are partaking and benefiting from what we teach and how we teach and the things that we say and that the things that we are bringing about as our result of being students of this high level of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. All right, newsletter 61. Police brutality and misconduct goes back to the days of plantation politics in America, and internal in America, we have here what is called an internal hate culture based in a master-slave relationship with its black, Mexicans, and poor people. I mean, don't you get it? There are those in the field that don't see you as men and women. They see you as potential threats without you knowing or without them knowing you. Listen to your words. We can't do what they can do. You are a man. You are a woman. Listen to what you are saying and what you are accepting as an adult. Those who lurk in the dark to kill you come out of a subculture that has been generated within the law enforcement profession. You know what? What your brother is saying is true. Because every profession produces its own culture. What is the culture of law enforcement in America? We have to go to the root of things today in order to correct the wrong. And I submit to all of us that plantation politics has to be uprooted and destroyed at its roots. The Leo Daniels sermon admonished that like a weed is coming up again. In order to kill the bloody and sadistic nature that we have experienced since the plantation days under the overseers, who are known as the police today in modern day America, the subculture is going to have to be destroyed at its roots. If not, like a weed, it keeps coming up again. Because the root is allowed to live. What are the roots? The root stems from a racist attitude that's been concretized in belief. I learned from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that those beliefs are unwritten laws, that a black man knows nothing, is nothing, would never be nothing but a hewer of wood and a drawer of water. In other words, an internal and external slave. Many of us, because of this poison of belief, we are mentally destroyed and we move as mental slaves, always seeking approval. That is the newsletter for this week. And if you all have been following the news, you see that now we have entered into the closing argument of the George Floyd murder case against Derek the Beast Chauvin. We're getting ready to go into the closing arguments and then the sentencing. And that newsletter is very timely from what we are getting ready to witness. Okay, let's see. I'm going to bring in my co-host today, Brother Wali Muhammad, of which, Brother Wali, I do not see Brother Wali right now. You know, I'm pretty sure he's going to call in, so I'm going to go ahead and start our show today. But you all, I want you all to pay attention to what goes on, what's going on with this trial. Because it never fails that every time since Trayvon Martin, the press kind of gives you an indication. Especially if you're wise enough to look at it and know what you're looking at. There's always a prelude to the to what is going on. Okay? It's always a prelude. The night before, you're going to always hear these words that I'm having some issues right now. Okay, let me get back into it. I'm not going to let it deter me. But there's always mention on the news the night before a verdict or during the time when you go into closing arguments that the National Guard is called into these areas, especially if they know that the outcome is not going to be favorable to what the people themselves is hoping for. So they always will tell you the night before that there is an increase of security and the increase of soldiers that they're going to send into that area. And if you hear a number, that would definitely tell you that they are expecting for something to go down. So, beloved brothers and sisters, be wise, be aware, look at what's going on, because many people think that Derek the Beat Chauvin may receive a slap on the hand, and you know that may be highly unlikely at this point, but it may be. But just in case it does, what would be your response after? How will you handle it? Because honestly, no matter what Derek the Beast Chauvin receive, it still would not be enough to quench the people's thirst for justice to be done. I believe they say that the maximum that he can receive is 10 years in prison. But in the hearts of the people, 10 years is not enough for what he did. The people, and this ain't just Brother Derek saying this, but the people desire more of the law of Moses to be enacted on this. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, life for a life. This is what the people want. As the old saying say, hey, don't blame the messenger. You can see it in the actions of the people. No matter what Derek the Beast Chauvin received, it's just not going to be enough for the people. All right, I think our brother may not be in with us today. We'll see. But I'm going to go ahead and start today. And those of you who want to call in today, the number is area code 914-205-5519. That's area code 914-205-5519. All right. A lesson from nature, distinguishing reality in a time of personal growth. You all know that in nature, there's no such thing as creating parallel outcomes as to what you will receive when you enter into actions with it. For example, you can't plant tomatoes and reap beets, or you can't plant navy beans and reap black-eyed peas. In nature, you get exactly what you plant and nothing different. You know, Brother Derek, you know, I like flowers as all of us do. But you know what? I like to in the beauty of roses. But I also like the way carnations look. I can't plant a rose seed and reap a carnation flower. That is not reality. And it does not happen that way. You can't sweet potatoes, yams, and expect to get cabbage. That does not happen. Well, if that does not happen in just a created thing, well, what about the thoughts that we plant in our minds? And then we expect to get results out of the things that we may fancy or may have. You know, let's see. Uh-oh, I think I'm having some problems here. But we're going to work through it, okay? You know, thoughts that we may have. You know, what is it about this thing that we call nature? And what lessons can we learn from our observations of it? We're going to free your minds this afternoon because you and I have been trapped in a web of self-delusion as it relates to God, ourselves, and our ability to produce the life that we desire to have upon our acceptance to live a righteous and whole life. What is a satisfying life for us here in North America? In the book, Message to the Black Man in America by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a dedication page is there. And it's on the second page of the book. And I'm going to read on what that dedication page says. It says, to my people, the so-called American Negro, freedom, justice, equality, happiness, peace of mind, contentment, money, decent homes, all these things can be yours if you accept your God, Allah, now and return to his and your original religion, Islam. On the preface page, it continues with the words, as we near the exhaustion of wisdom of this world, which has not been able to shed enough light on our path in search of that supreme wisdom to keep us from stumbling and falling, we now seek the wisdom of Allah, the best knower and guide in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Those words, as we near the exhaustion of wisdom of this world, which has not been able to shed enough light on our path in search of that supreme wisdom to keep us from stumbling and falling. We now seek the wisdom of Allah God, the best knower and guide in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. Let's look into this. What is it that we as black people in America desire in life? What is it that I desire in this life? Be honest with yourself. Freedom, equality, happiness, peace of mind, contentment, money, decent homes. Can you say that you are experiencing all eight of the above mentioned? Be honest with yourself. How many of us are feeling true freedom? How many of us are feeling true justice? How many of us are feeling true equality? Is your happiness a real happiness? Or is it something that's desired? Are you truly happy? Is your peace of mind real? Are you contented with how you're living, the way you're living? Do you have enough money to live on? Or are you constantly in a chase for it and losing your mind because of lack of it? The home that you live in, is it a decent home? Is it a home that you desire? Can you find your peace of mind there? Is it heaven there? Are you at harmony in your home? What about, are you in harmony with your wife? With your children? Are you experiencing the life that you want? Let's look at it today. You know, did you know that when you study and observe nature and all its glory and functions, you're reading the book of the universe, you read in the book of the planet, you also read in the book of how life began. This is a powerful truth. Today we are going to be drawing from the 25th surah or chapter of the Quran titled The Discrimination, section 5, named A Lesson from Nature. Everything has a beginning and an ending. The origins of the universe have a beginning, and if there's such a thing as an ending, we would never come to the realization of it. It's very vast out there. And you know, it's a mind-blowing thing to behold. Just think on it. The end of the universe. Can you imagine how much mathematics would it take just to calculate outside of your own galaxy? Which, according to God in person, Master Farad Muhammad, it is 76 quintillion miles in diameter, just in diameter. And quintillions, that's six columns of zeros, 18 in total. And may I also add that the sun's ray of light reaches to that extent. Our particular sun the light does not go beyond 76 quintillion miles. Oh, but guess what? There's another sunlight rays that picks up where that sun, where our sun light stops. Praise be to Allah for the supreme wisdom that is taught to us by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who taught us all this everlasting, ever-living, supreme truth. And I also want to thank to Allah for blessing us with a man whose faith, a man whose faith, you know, would not let the teachings die and get lost to the world, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, whom the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said is a star coming out of the sun, meaning that his light would be the brightest of us all. It is true that the messenger left other guiding lights amongst us in his absence. They are styled as satellites. They don't stay as stationary as the sun. These satellites move amongst the people, beaming light when it is needed to help promote growth within the field of the seed planters of truth in the thoughts and minds of the believers. And yet the believers, are very much present. Now, this is a lesson from nature. I'm having a little technical difficulty, so let me straighten some out. Brothers and sisters, and I'm going to take a musical break, and I will be right back with you. Wow. Not receiving a sound. Since I'm having some issues today, I'm not receiving sound. Beloved brothers and sisters, I'm having some serious technical difficulties coming from Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if you all can hear me. If you can, text me, those of you who have my number, or else we may have to see about rescheduling the program. So give me a call, or text me, and then let me know what's going on while I'm on air. I'm not hearing anything coming through my switchboard. So we may have to reschedule the program. If you're not hearing me, which is showing me that I am on air, but I'm not receiving any feedback that anybody's talking. I know Brother Wiley, I did see his call earlier, and then it dropped off. So, Brother Wiley, if you can call in right now, if you can hear me, and we'll see if anything's going on with this. If not, then we have to reschedule the program. Beloved brothers and sisters, I may have to end our show today because we have some serious technical difficulties. My apologies. We will reschedule this show, and I will send out to everyone the notice for the show. So I'm going to go ahead and end this for the day, because I don't know if you all are picking up anything. It's because I'm receiving a text that's saying that the people can't call in for whatever reason. So we're going to reschedule. So I will send out a notice on when we're going to reschedule the show. We may do it Tuesday night if it be the will Almighty God, or we'll do it next Sunday. So until then, peace.